checking in now with Steve Burns, who's WMAL's ace reporter on the ground downtown. Steve, you got Brian Wilson and Rod Wheeler here, and what are you seeing? Where are you? How's it going?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm down at Penn Quarter, 7th and D, at the security checkpoint that's closest to the Capitol if you don't have a ticket. So this is filled with general public. And in the security line, the gates just opened up, by the way, to let everyone in. There's seven lanes here. They're all filled at a block's length here. And looking at the crowd, it's kind of equal parts Trump supporters, protesters, and a lot of people that are neutral, at least from what I can see, that are just here to witness history. So you can see that the tension here among different factions is already evident.
How do you know which are the Trump supporters and which are the protesters?
There's definitely a lot of apparel for the Trump supporters with hats, sweatshirts, shirts, and they're making their support known. The protesters are doing the same for their message. I'm seeing a lot of signs here. One of the buildings actually above the security line on the second floor has a message posted in the window, bigot in chief. So everyone waiting in line sees that as well.
Hey, Steve, this is Rod Wheeler. Let me ask you, down there where you're located, I think you're around 7th and D, right? And
yes,
do you see a lot of military folks there helping the police department out?
Oh, absolutely. There's all different kinds of law enforcement. Secret Services here, National Guard, different police departments. I got on Metro DuPont Circle, and there were already National Guard up there. There were plenty inside Gallery Place where I got off, plenty outside the station, and a whole bunch down here by the security checkpoint. And it looks like they took a page out of New York City's security playbook in putting huge dump trucks across the street here, filled with sand. That separates the open roads from the closed roads. And then past those dump trucks, it's just all kinds of jersey barriers and fences and a whole different maze of barriers to get through for everyone to arrive at the security checkpoint.
I was kind of curious, how was your trip in? I mean, because when I came in this morning at 2:30, I got up early to come in, and I saw motorcades and buscades that were coming in with police escort from out of town. What did you happen to see in that regard?
Yeah, I did see a few of those. Even up in DuPont Circle, which was much quieter than down here, there were a few different groups of cars, and like I said, the National Guard group there. I've seen a bunch of different motorcades of police motorcycles. One that looks like it was actually pre-staged in a parking garage a block away from here. About 20 police motorcycles all rolled out of the parking garage at the same time. It was a sight to see here, and everyone in the security line all turned their heads to watch.
Well, very quickly, because our time's running out, Steve, I mean, you see these protesters going into the public areas together, a mixed group. Are they getting along?
Yeah, they're getting along, surprisingly. I was expecting to see a few arguments by now, but I actually haven't seen any. The protesters here are making their message known. They've been holding up signs for 10, 20, 30 minutes on end. So they're definitely making themselves known here. They're not trying to hide it. But it seems like so far, at least, everyone's getting along here.
All right.
Maybe the most contentious point was in the Starbucks in line there. So people seem a little more impatient.
All right. Well, Steve, we'll check back in with you a little bit later. Thank you so much. Our man on the ground,
sure, thanks, guys.
Steve Burns, ace WMAL reporter.